From Spark and Anvil in MetaQuest, this is Notice in Chapter 1 of the MetaQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Alex was halfway through a hard math problem when their stomach made a sound like tiny drums. Thump, thump, thump. The worry started before the thought did. A warm, rushing balloon swelling up under their ribs. What if it's bad? What if it's something? A soft, mossy paw reached slowly over their shoulder and set a small round card on the desk. Alex spun around. On the back of the chair sat a chunty, cream-furred sloth with little patches of moss on its back and eyes so calm they looked half asleep. "Hello," the sloth said in a voice like rustling leaves. "I am Notice. My stomach's rumbling and it hurts a little and I don't know why," Alex said, all in one breath, voice going squeaky. "Is it bad?" Notice didn't hurry. It tilted its head. "Tell me more. What does weird feel like?" Alex blinked. Nobody usually asked that. "Like a washing machine, or a tiny monster doing push-ups." "Interesting." Notice tapped the little card. On it was one question. "What is your body doing right now?" "Just notice," it said. "No panic. Is the feeling sharp or dull?" "Dull and rumbly." "How long?" "Since I started this problem, a few minutes." "Have you felt it before?" Alex thought. "Yeah, when I eat too fast or when I'm hungry." "Ah," Notice smiled its slow smile. "Then you know you're normal." "That is a very good thing to know." And already, just from saying it out loud, calmly, in order, the balloon under Alex's ribs was letting some air out.
Notice had not always been calm. When it was small, everything in its body had felt like an emergency. A skipped heartbeat was surely the worst. A headache meant something terrible. It spent whole afternoons frozen, listening so hard to its own insides that the listening itself made everything louder. The racing, the tightness, the certainty that this time it was real. An old sloth, mossier and even slower, found it curled up one gray morning, sure it was dying of a stomach that only ached. The old sloth did not say, "You're fine." It did not say, "Stop worrying." It sat down beside Notice, close and warm, and asked one small thing. "What is your body doing, right now, this minute?" "It hurts," Notice whispered. "How much? A little or a lot?" "A little." "New? Or have you felt it before?" "Before, when I forget to eat." The old sloth nodded, unhurried. "So it is a message you already know. Your body is not shouting at you. It is only speaking." It pressed a warm paw flat against Notice's chest, where the racing lived. The fear is real. And most of the time, the thing the fear is about is small and passing. You are allowed to notice a feeling without deciding it is the end of the world. Notice breathed. The ache was still there, but something loosened. The feeling had a shape now and a name. Noticed, not catastrophe, and somehow that made it possible to hold.
Notice walked to MetaQuest, because a place that studied bodies ought to understand the calm kind of attention, not just the scared kind. The mentor met it at the gate and asked, gently, "How do you tell a small thing from a big one?" Notice did not answer with a speech. It pulled a card from its tunic pocket and laid it flat. On it, "Is this feeling new, strong, or lasting a long time?" "Most feelings are none of those," Notice said. "A rumble, an ache, a tired afternoon. Small, familiar, passing. I track them. I stay calm." It turned the card over. "But some are new, or very strong, or they stay for hours and won't lift. Those I don't ignore. I tell a trusted grown-up." It looked up. "The scary middle is deciding every feeling is the big kind. I got very good at that once. I'm better now." The mentor was quiet a moment. "You belong here," it said. A kid slumped into Notice's corner one afternoon, both hands pressed to their stomach, eyes wide. "It's doing the thing again," they said. "The fluttery, twisty thing.
I think something's really wrong.
Notice sat down beside them, close and warm, and did not hurry. Let's just notice it together. What is your body doing right now, this minute? Twisting, fast. Sharp or dull? The kid paused, actually feeling. Dull, fluttery. New, or have you felt it before? Before, kind of. When I have a test? Notice pulled out its symptom card and set it between them, unhurried. So, is it new? No. Is it very strong, so strong you can't do anything else? The kid thought about it. No, just loud. Is it lasting a long time, hours? It only just started. Then here is what we know. Notice tap the card one slow point at a time. Not new, not that strong, not lasting. A feeling you've met before, on testings. It watched the kid's shoulders. Your body is talking, not shouting. We can listen without being afraid of it. The kid let out a long breath. Their hands came off their stomach. It's a little quieter now. Feelings often are, once you stop chasing them with panic, Notice said. And if it ever did get much worse, if it stayed for hours or hurt so much you couldn't move or you couldn't breathe right, that's not a small thing, and you'd tell a grown-up straight away. That's not scared. That's smart. It smiled. You get to decide which kind it is. Slowly, calmly. You did that just now.
Later, when the corner was empty, the kid came back with one quieter question. When it's just a small feeling, they said, and it fades, how do you not start worrying it'll come back worse? Notice thought about the gray morning, the warm paw on its racing chest. You practice, it said. Every time you notice a small thing and let it be small, your body learns it's safe to feel things without sounding an alarm. It gets easier, not because the feelings stop. They don't, but because the rushing balloon stops filling up so fast. It pressed a soft paw to its own chest, where the racing used to live, and mostly didn't anymore. That's the part I'm proudest of. Not that nothing scares me, that when it does, my shoulders come down, my breath slows, and I can just notice and wait. And most of the time, that's all it ever needed. The kid nodded, and Notice watched the last of the worry lift off their shoulders. Slow and warm, the same way, long ago, it had lifted off its own.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Notice. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.